Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off schedule, where you're scrambling, are you actually seeing the entire field? Because it looks like you know where everybody is on the field. Is that part of the design of the play, you know, on the offense, or is that just freelance work with your receivers?
Yeah, it's more so just backyard football. Making plays, I don't really see everything, but I try to just, you know, if I have to, I don't like having the scrambles. If I can stay in the pocket and deliver throws, that's what I want to do. But at the same time, I feel like I am elite at scrambling and I can do it. I think I put it on film. But I don't really know exactly where everybody's going, but I just try to get a picture and like, okay, what was the play? What way am I going? What way would they match me? Or whatever the case may be. So just backyard football, I really don't have an answer for that. I just try to just make a play and just, you know, have fun out there.
CJ, Brian Flores, before the snap, has his guys doing a lot. Sometimes it's real, they're blitzing. Sometimes they're backing out. What do you see from a lot of the things he does to try to create some chaos before and after snaps?
Yeah, he does a great job of mixing it up. A lot of great looks to make you think twice and, you know, to get you off your game. And, you know, I'm a big fan of his. He does a really great job in that whole scheme, taking, you know, what they did in New England and doing his own twist to it. So a lot of respect for those guys. And we got to be on our A game in every single way. So, yeah, he does a great job of mixing looks and just being really versatile, putting his guys and his D linemen in one-on-one situations, making his DBs look great in coverage. So he does a really good job. Really just go through my process, understand that, you know, he might get you one time, he might get you twice. It's not about, you know, hanging your head down. It's about the next play and making the next play your best. So he does a great job of making a quarterback think twice and, like, think about what he's doing. You know, so it's my job just to be myself and do what I always do and just try to just be comfortable.
Balance that, trusting what you see versus also knowing the fact that he's trying to confuse you. Like, how do you delegate that balance?
Just trust my process, trust in what I do, believe in myself, and it won't always be perfect. It's the league, man. Even like these last couple weeks, not everything's gonna be perfect. So it's always about the next play and getting the win. So if it's cute, ugly, there's no such thing as a win. And so that's what we're trying to do, and it's gonna be a great challenge. It'll be a loud environment, so we gotta be on that. But yeah, it's about just being us.
How much would you say, just to follow up on that, how much would you say of an emphasis there is this week on trying to play within the pocket? You've done a lot of scrambling over the first couple of weeks, and you mentioned earlier that you prefer not to do it. How much of a coaching point is that this week?
It's not a coaching point. They let me play, man. Slow does a good job of just, he always says, man, I just want to let you go out there and be you. And, I don't think I'll stop doing it or start doing it more. I'll just be myself, man, trying to make plays.
What was your reaction?
You talked about what Flores presents, just with that defense, some of the things that you've seen from looking at film, the challenges that they present as a defense.
Just chaos, man. They run around, they show looks, bluff looks. They just do a lot of great things to, you know, put their guys in position, but they know their issues. So, and then they play really hard. Like, they got, you know, Blake Cashman, who was my former teammate last year, I have a ton of respect for, running the show. And, you know, JG, who I know is for sure probably the leader of the D-line, got them boys hunting too. So, you know, and then on the back end, they do a great job as well. Got Stephon Gilmore, who's a great vet, along with Cam Bynum, who is actually from where I'm from. So watching him since all the way he was in high school at Centennial, a lot of respect for him. And Harrison Smith has been playing at a high level for a very, very long time. So, man, they got some guys, man, and they've been putting on film. So, you know, you got to have an awareness about the stuff they're doing, but also just, you know, just be ourselves.
A lot of success on misdirection plays last week and also late last season. Are those kind of good looks that you like when Bobby draws it up like that specifically?
Yeah, I mean, Case used to say this phrase last year. You call it, we ball it. So I really don't mind. Whatever you call it, bro, I'm going to try to make it work. And I'm not going to try. I'm going to do. Yeah, I love whatever slow draws. He's very smart and very intelligent. And I trust anything he's
going
to call.
Thoughts on Rev going on IR?
One more time. Yeah, man. It's tough, man. I'm praying for him. Man, if you want to talk about the heartbeat of this team, man, it's who he is, man. He's somebody who loves hard, and he loves everybody in this building. He loves ball. And, you know, I think he was really getting his momentum on just who he wanted to be in this league and how he wanted to approach practice. So praying for him, you know, I know he's a faith-based man. You know, God makes no mistakes, and he knows that. So I'm not worried about him, but I am going to be a brother that he can lean on. And, man, I love Brad, man. He's my brother for the rest of my life. And I really, you know that he'll be back soon, and he'll do great things when he comes back.
The hardest part about how close you are as a team, I know it's kind of next man up and all that, but you have relationships with these guys, they help you on the field. Does that get, I don't want to say easier, but how hard is that? Just to
That's
kind of wipe to the
worst
side.
Thing about football is losing teammates to other teams and injuries. If you can take that away, I think the support would be perfect. But those are things that we sign up for, and we understand that those are the risks that we take. And I don't think it's anything that we should want people to feel bad for us. We signed up for it. Like, Brev always talks about we're modern day gladiators, and it's something that we're paid a lot of money to entertain and to put on a show. And we know that there's a risk. There's a risk to anything in the world. You probably go through things in your life that you risk to be successful, just like I do. You know what I mean? So nobody's perfect. Nobody's special. But, you know, I think the perspective I look at on life is like, yeah, we signed up for it, and it's our job to, you know, put on that show. And we're all blessed, and we're very thankful. I'm very grateful for the position I'm in, even though it's not easy. But like I always try to talk about, just pressure is a privilege. Pressure's been a privilege for a long time, but I'm just now figuring that out. So, yeah, I just feel that way about that.
You mentioned before that you check in on some teams around the league, and you mentioned Minnesota before. What do you like that they do on offense, and what stood out to you?
I love Kevin O'Connell. I think he's a great coordinator. I think he's a great leader. I think he's somebody who played quarterback, so he understands what it is to be back there. And so I'm a huge fan of his. I'm a huge fan of just really their environment, just up there in Minnesota. Going to a place like Ohio State, it's very similar. Just not a small town, but a town that loves ball, a town that rallies around their team and wants to be there every time they can. I really just, you know, respect those guys up there. They've had years and years of success. Just a ton of respect for everything that they got going on. And, I'm excited to go up there and compete against them.
Can you give us a sense for your relationship with the center and how you go about establishing that? And what is that process like when, you know, obviously you talked about injuries being one of the downsides of the game, but when you're having to change from week to week basis, how do you try to catch up with
Michigan? Yeah, it's something that is something I had to learn when I got to the NFL, because there's so many games. You have preseason, a lot of guys playing preseason on our team, and you got hard training camp, then you go straight into the season. So, man, you got to really be taking care of your body. And the sad thing is, some things are inevitable. Like, you're going to get hurt. It just happens. So it's up to me to, you know, be like what my coach told me when I got to Ohio State. Todd Fitch was just saying, man, the most important job for you is to make everybody around you better and to make people feel comfortable, but also push people. And I think, you know, last year I had the chance to have three centers, and now I'm on my third center in week three. And I hope J-Pat and Juice are fine. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's next man up, got to go out there and win a football game. So I'm a big believer in KG. I think Kendrick has a lot of great upside. He's very fast, quick, mobile, strong. So, and I've been working with him since he got here last year. So, I see us not slowing down.
CJ, your
interaction with Caleb post game on Sunday. Why was it important for you to go over there and give him that advice about stop taking those specific hits, and also give him some encouragement about, you know, moving forward and you know, having all that
technique? I had some of the best advice given to me last year, and. You know, me and Caleb, I was not trying to like treat him like I was trying to like little bro him or nothing. He knows that too. I have a ton of respect for him. I told him I have respect for him. But I had so many guys coming to me after games last year, and that meant the world to me. That those guys even thought about giving me advice. So I just try to get back to what the game has given to me. So I wish him the best, man. I want him to do amazing in this league. I think he will. I think that he'll get his groove. And once you get your rhythm, I didn't get my rhythm until like week three, week four. So I can see him, his game picking up from here. And so, and you know, I don't think he was trying to like, you know, be any towards away. He's just upset that they lost. I totally understand. So I have a ton of respect for that guy, man. I want him to do extremely well, just like any other guy, until we play on that day. You know what I mean? And after the game, we can be cool. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely, you know, rooting for him and want to see him do extremely well.
Hey, CJ, last two. Is there anything that you did different this offseason in terms of just your body, from all that you learned last year, mm-hmm. getting ready for this year? Did you do anything differently?
Yeah, I took a ton of advice from vets. I actually had a couple questions for Tom Brady when I got to see him this summer. I actually talked to just a ton of guys, like, just about like what was a ramp up, because I never really had an off season, and a lot of the advice was just slow yourself into it, because training camp's hard, the season's hard, so you don't want to be 100% all year round, because you'll run out. So really just a gradual build up. So I worked on just a lot of rotational things, a lot of balance. My guy Clint here, who came from UT, has been amazing, who helped me out just a ton getting stronger. Not only just, you know, with my legs and my upper body, but just core, my flexibility, being able to, you know, stretch my T-spine, just little things to like be able to like move at an efficient level. And I think I've actually felt a lot better on the field, moving, making guys miss, running around when I have to, slight movements in the pocket. So just a lot of things that I worked on that's starting to pay off, and hopefully it continues to do that.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CJ, you alluded to it. You already talked about Blake and J.G. Mm-hmm. What about that idiosyncrasy that because y'all have developed some camaraderie, you know, last year being together, but now you got the, you know, the opposite side. Is this something going to be different about mind game that they may try to play on you and vice versa, you know, by lining up on the opposite side of it?
No, I know them like the back of my hand. No, I'm messing with you. No, I don't know. We got to go out there and see. Them boys know I love them. I seen Blake in Vegas at the Super Bowl, and we chopped it up. It was before he actually left the team, so we were trying to, because he was up on his contract, we were trying to figure it out, and I was trying to help him, you know, and I wanted him back, and same thing with JG. But, you know, some things don't work out like that. You never have the same team that you ended with. But, you know, I'm ready to compete against them. I know them boys ready to hit me because they didn't get to hit me last year, so, you know, it's going to be fun.
Do you recall where you were if you watched the Minnesota Miracle when Stephon and Case pulled it off against the Saints?
I don't. That was a long time ago. It was a cool play, though.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.